The drive home on Triple M Tuesday means we find out what's happening in the world of technology. And every now and then, Trevor Long sends me a note and I just look at it and go, he's making that up. Fair dinkum. You can hear him chortling in the background there from EFTM.com. G'day, Trev. How's your week?
Chortle, what a word. I mean, it's underutilised, let's be honest.
I'm glad that I was able to throw it into the conversation there. Mind you,
I don't think you'd go well throwing around chortle as a word in a pub in Kalgoorlie. Just saying. Cliff, just some advice for you, buddy.
Yeah, go down to the Roebuck Bay or, you're right, Kalgoorlie. Yeah, I could just imagine. Mm. No, I won't say chortle. All right. Giggle, is that any good? No.
Giggle's fine. Giggle's better.
How about Google? You tell me that Google is now going to help you find something to watch. My God, we've become lazy, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Basically, if you've run out of ideas, if you've got nothing left to watch, you don't know what to put on, Google have updated the search engine. So if you type, what should I watch into Google, you will get a set of options for TV shows.
Hang on, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this while you talk.
What to watch? So just type what to watch.
What to watch?
It's telling me that I should watch Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, Spies in Disguise. But it also gives me the option of ticking providers that I have. So I've got Netflix, I've got Stan, I've got Disney, so that it refines those options for me.
Right.
Die Hard 2, Die Harder. That's got to be the best suggestion yet, and it tells me that that's on Foxtel Go, and I'm subscribed to that, so I'm good to go. So it's basically a way of throwing up recommendations for you. You can add them to your watch list, and it takes away the whole secondary web. It makes Google the home for everything, including entertainment recommendations. A very strange kind of trust you put into Google, but hey, they know more about me than my wife, so maybe they are going to suggest good movies.
This is weird. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I've never watched. I know of it, but I've never watched it.
Good show.
It is good. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. No. Ready Player One. Hated it. Big Bang Theory. Yeah, that's good. Jurassic World. Yeah, good. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Good. Jeopardy.
I think this is very much going to be like Netflix and Stan, and that it learns from you, if you were to use it. I got to be honest. I think this is last-ditch effort stuff if you really run out of things. Mm. But, for example, I can click on Days of Thunder on Google, and I can now say, I've watched it. I can click a button that says, I've watched it. So perhaps that will help you get those recommendations through. But what's also interesting is it's available, Days of Thunder, for example, is available on Stan. I can just click a button now and watch it, and it's taken me straight to my Stan login. So from, you know, just one search, I'm now a click away from watching that particular show. Very, very smart way of really integrating Google search right into the entertainment options of today.
My goodness. Now, tell me about boomboxes. They're back again. Are these the big ones, the ones like the, what was his name, John Cusack in Say Anything, that he was holding up and they were playing that Peter Gabriel song? Is that the boombox?
Throw it on your shoulder. Yep, that's the one. Think of this, though. This is a $99 boombox, right, at Big W. Now, think of it like a $99 Bluetooth speaker that's shaped like a boombox. Mm. But then throw in the fact it's got a USB port on it, so you can play some MP3 files if you want. It's got an FM radio, so we're good for Triple M. And basically, there's a CD player in the front as well. So if you've got your old CD collection, whack a CD in, put it on your shoulder, go for a walk with eight C-size batteries powering it, or plug it into the wall, sit it in the corner for your next barbecue, and it'll be the talking point. Your mates will love it. It's a nice retro throwback. It's a very simple speaker, but it's only $100. I think it's going to go up after the initial promotion to $150. That's still good value for a massive boombox, Bluetooth, FM, USB, and CD. And by the way, if you've got CDs you haven't converted to digital, put them in this, put a USB drive in, hit record, it'll rip your CDs for you as well.
Really? Now that's cool. It may be pseudo piracy. I don't know.
No, I'm going to call it personal backups using ephemeral copyright.
Yeah, that'll do. Go with that.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like I know what I mean.
Sounded really good. However, I'm not going to chortle at that. We're just going to leave that go.
I've done it again.
If you want to find out some more, go to EFTM.com. Everything is there, and you will have a chance to hear Trevor Long again next Tuesday, unless I win the lotto on Saturday. Mate, thank you for being with us. Take it easy. Have a good night tonight.
If I win the lotto, I'll be back.
Yeah. He would be too. I owe him money. Thanks, mate. Trev's back next week on Triple M.